Art, the Mariners seem to have gotten a bit of a bump from the trade. They're doing well right now. Does that mean it's already a success?
Well, I'm a little reluctant to be passing a judgment on one game or one week or one season, because that's the trap that we media types always get into, is instant analysis and saying yay or nay to something that's going to take years to play out. But we did see that one of the young acquisitions, pitcher Charlie Furbush, won his first game. And outfielder Casper Wells is hitting the ball well and seems to be a solid candidate to be a permanent guy in left field. So, and that allowed Mike Karp to move into the designated hitter spot, and he's responding. So a few things have fallen together, but I think it's more coincidental than a brilliant plan to make 2011 a real year.
Breaking down the trade a little bit further, the real results won't be known for a few years.
Right. There are some young people they acquired who are going to stay in the minors this year, and if the Mariners can do it, all of next year too, and probably show up around 2013. They have a couple of young outfielders, Trayvon Robinson and Qixin Chang from Taiwan, who are well-regarded by scouts, both in the field and the plate. And they also have an intriguing guy, a third baseman by the name of Francisco Martinez, is only 20 years old in the Detroit system. And they think that this guy has got all the materials to be a substantial major leaguer at third base in a couple of 3 years. In addition, they have a sixth player coming, a player to be named later, as they say in baseball, even though I think his parents named him probably right when they signed the birth certificate. Anyway, he is going to be one of the top three minor leaguers in the Detroit organization, and the Mariners are quietly excited, but they can't identify him until his contract has run for a full year in Detroit, which is going to be August 16th.
Now, you weren't surprised by Eric Bedard leaving for Boston, but you say the departure of Doug Fister to Detroit hurts.
Yeah, that was a blow to the Mariners, because this was, to me, Doug Fister is a 10-year major leaguer. And Detroit recognized that, and that's why they wanted him so much, because they're in a pennant race. They want something to happen. Boston's in a pennant race. They need starting pitching. And the Mariners had that. And in order to get, you have to give. And they've got enough people back, young people, with bats, that some sacrifice had to be made, and that was Fister. And I think he is going to be a star, and you'll see him a lot when the Tigers make the postseason. And people are going to go, well, the Mariners have done it again. And in fact, they'd be right, because you don't miss the World Series as much as the Mariners have without making a lot of personnel mistakes. The Mariners are one of two teams never to have made the series. And one of the reasons is they always wind up in the middle of the year out of contention and trading their veterans for prospects.
Taking a look at the track record of Mariners general manager Jack Zirenzik, how confident are you in these picks?
Well, Jack is pretty close to 500 in whiffs and and good deals. I still think I have confidence in him, but if you look back a couple of years to the a trade he made with the Mets that brought Franklin Gutierrez and Jason Vargas to the club, that looked pretty good for quite a while. And this year, Gutierrez isn't even hitting 200, and Vargas has had a prolonged slump at midseason. And that's why it's so hard to evaluate trades quickly, because the old baseball slogan is that prospects are suspects until they prove themselves for a long time at the major league level.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is sportspressnw.com, and you can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.